Back again on the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson along with Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. This is the February 2016 edition of the Mike Moore Show, and we're going to save it for next month, but you said that there was another law that you had looked up. You had three looked up.
I did. Yeah, we're going to save it. We're going to
save it.
It's a good one. It's
for,
a good one.
For next month, because we could probably be here for an entire show based on the 20 minutes we've already put in. If you spend enough time looking, you could probably, that's probably the only thing this show could be is that, unless we had, you know, actual issues come up.
And I would just say, though, that, you know, during the break there, I had to run to the restroom, and I'm thinking about going to Pier next year and talking about adequate supply of toilet paper at radio stations. Maybe we should get that law passed. I mean, I was a little bit lacking there when I just ran to the bathroom, so, you know, I think I would be feel better protected and more comfortable heading to the bathroom during our breaks. Had we had this law on the books.
I can tell you from firsthand experience that this is a common practice around here. Mike, you are running for state's attorney in Beadle County this year.
I am. And we're really going to talk about this after toilet paper?
I was going to say they're one and the same, but no. It's every 4 years, correct? You guys, state's attorneys are elected with the president.
Right. We're on the president's cycle, so every 4 years we are up for election, and we have to get petitions signed. That's in the process that I'm doing now. I have enough signatures on my petitions, and here I'm going to file them with the auditor's office, and then I will be officially running as what I need to do to get on the ballot. So far, I don't know if anybody's running against me. I haven't heard anything like that. I'm excited to be running again. It'd be my sixth term. I mean, it's been a good 20 years I've been here. You know, I was started in first elected in 96, took office in 97, and have been reelected ever since then. And I really enjoy what I'm doing. I'm sure if people listen to the radio show, they can tell that we have some fun talking about what we do. We also take a lot of things seriously. I've had, you know, a lot of good opportunities presented to me. I think I've helped a lot of people, and that's kind of what helps me get up in the morning, that I think I do make a difference for some people. And, you know, when you work a job, it should be something that you enjoy going to every day, and I don't have any problem at all going to work every day. So I just want to keep doing it, and hopefully the people trust me, and hopefully if someone does run against me that I get elected and I get the opportunity to serve the people of Beadle County another 4 years.
What would you say are the things your most accomplishments? Since the words are evading me right now, just a few things that you are really proud of that really stick out in these last 4 years as state's attorney.
Well, you know, my whole time as state's attorney, I mean, probably the biggest thing that makes the biggest impact on me is the fact that I get to stand up and advocate for victims of crime. And I get to actually personally meet with those individuals. I see how they're suffering from whatever it is that happened to them. And it really, I'm honored to be able to stand up and represent them. So, and when you get that hug at the end of the day or the end of the trial or whatever it is, or at the end of the process, that tells me what I'm doing is good enough. I mean, that really is probably my biggest accomplishment, those people that I've been able to help. But, you know, in that same circumstance, I think that, and people wouldn't know this, but I think we've impacted defendants' lives too. People that have gotten better and turned their life around because we prosecuted them and we treated them fairly and we got them help when they needed it. You know, I have a lot of individuals that I had prosecuted that come up and thank me for doing my job and tell me how their life has changed for the better since that happened, and they're doing a good job. And I try to do what I can to help them. Sometimes they'll come up and want an expungement, or they'll want to get a pardon because they're having trouble getting a job or doing something in society. And I'm very willing to do that. I help them do the paperwork. I explain to them the process. So that makes me feel good. I think, you know, so those two things, helping victims and helping defendants and making the community safer in that regard. But, you know, other accomplishments in the office that I think are good is, you know, when I started, we had, 48, 50 file cabinets full of files. We are now virtually paperless. All those files are on the computer. Probably we are more advanced in that than it, probably any other county in this state. We started a diversion program before we were mandated to by the legislature. So those are some of the things that just happened in the last couple years, and I'm probably proud of the accomplishments. When you're doing this, what I would tell people is if you have to vote, or if there's someone that runs against me, the honest thing that I would tell them is that if something happened and you needed the prosecutor, who would you want it to be? And I would hope that based on my experience and the training I've been able to get, the respect that I've built, not only in Beetle County but across the state, would make that difference for them. I think that the people of Beetle County have given me that opportunity to learn and get better as a prosecutor and do the right things, and hopefully I can continue to do that.
And I guess I would like to just, as a matter of technicality here, given the fact that you are running for an office, we're going to have to do a little checking into equal time laws. And
right.
there may be a possibility that this program will have to be mothballed for a few months, depending on when. Because right now, I know, because I've given loose thought to running for a city commission or something legislative. It would be something that I would like to do. And in those instances, I know that the equal time laws would permit me to write the stories, but I wouldn't be able to be the newscast anchor to where I would be on and speaking. So I could maintain a job here, and I could still write stories, but as far as the actual airtime, every moment that even if it was a weather forecast or severe weather coverage, every moment that I would be on, you would have to afford that amount of time back to any possible opponents. I'll have to look up on that, but there is the outside chance that, and again, I don't know if that would be the kind of thing where we would have to or would be able to run archived shows, or if it would have to be all or none. So it's something that we'll look into. There is a possibility, like I said, we may have to halt the program, hopefully not forever, I certainly don't want to pull sides here.
Well, no, I think that, yeah, obviously we have to be in compliance with the law. I don't know what those laws say. Obviously, we've been doing the program now for probably, 2 years now? So,
something like that.
And this is the first time we've ever really talked politics, because it's the first time that we've been doing the program where I've been up for election. We have to comply with what they say. And I know that there's a time frame when that comes into effect. So if I do get an opponent, then we would definitely have to look that up. And then we could talk about that on the show if we're allowed. And then I might be gone. Then we have to go dark. The Mike Moore Show going dark.
Tell you what, I will do a little research on that, since I don't ever do any research for the program, according to you, and we'll talk about it next month here as to whether or not we can continue with the show until after the election. And hopefully after the election, there will still actually be a show, because if you don't get elected... There's just you and me.
We could just be on the show,
being a couple windbags for an hour.
But maybe then you would let me go outside of the law and order thing.
We could probably do that. Yeah. We could do that.
You'd have to definitely.
We'd have to change the intro to former state's attorney.
Right, and you'd definitely have to buy me lunch though. Then I would need to eat somehow. But one of the interesting things about that is being a politician and knowing that you run for office every 4 years. And that's something that when you're a prosecutor, and all the prosecutors I talk to, most of us are elected like this. So we know that this comes up every 4 years. I don't think, at least from our standpoint, we're not always very political. We don't look at our jobs as political jobs. We look at our jobs as we have to do the right thing. It doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever. We have to treat everybody fairly, and that's what I'm perceived as doing, because that's what I try to do on a day-to-day basis. But we're also politicians, and we talk. I think that the public should know what I'm doing. I think, obviously, people, if they want to run against me, they absolutely have the right to do that. But one of the things, and I thought about this, that how my life has changed you know, not in the last 4 years, but in the last 8 years or so, is, you know, now that I have a family, it's a little bit different, you know, because before, you know, if I don't have a family, I'm a single guy and I get beat in election, it's just me I have to worry about. But now I have to worry about my family. So that's kind of a different dynamic, just from an inside, from a political standpoint, and politicians. And, you know, and I'm not like running for Senate or governor or, you know, attorney general or something like that, that's a more political position. I'm a local prosecutor. I've been here for 20 years. But I did think, those are the thoughts that I have, because it would be very hard for my seventh grade daughter, you know, my third grade daughter, to say, because if I was not successful in the election, I would have to move and get another job somewhere. And that would be probably, that'd be something that I could adjust to. You know, I've moved from Ohio out here. I moved several times. But my daughters have never. So this is just, if you wanted the insight of what actually politicians think, you know, it's important that you do the job, but it is also, this is the first time I've really had that thought. You know, the last time the kids were younger, it wouldn't have been a big deal, but my seventh grader would be, it would be very tough on her if I was to not be successful and I would have to go somewhere else and take her with me. I mean, she would obviously adjust and get over it and she'd be fine. But that's just something that weighs on you as a politician, as running. But it's interesting because I've just never thought of that before. When I've gone through this process, I've never thought about that. I've never been concerned about not being successful. I think the people have the right to choose. And if they choose someone else, I think that's their right. And I think that's I believe in that. But now you just have that little thought there and you say, hey, it's not just me anymore. Right. And that was just kind of an interesting thing for me in this last, you know, probably in the last 4 or 5 months, that you think that it's, you know, it's not just me that, I would feel, I don't know what you say about that, but it just makes it seem maybe a little bit more real, a little bit more practical. You know, I'm not going to do anything different than I've been doing before because of that. It's just the inside of your mind as a politician. I do worry about that.
Tugging on the heartstrings to get votes. Is that what we're doing?
Hey,
you can use it in your ad.
I could get McKenna to do my ads. I mean, if she's listening now,
if you
get out there.
Vote for Dad. I will go hungry.
I will go hungry, and I'll have to move, and I will lose my friends.
That's horrible.
I mean, yeah, it would be it'd be tough, but you know, I
poke fun at it a little bit here, but no, I understand. You know, there is that dynamic involved with it. Absolutely.
Right, and yeah, that was something that I just never had thought about before. You know, the kids were younger, and 4 years ago, it's a different time in your life. Well, this time in my life,
they're getting friends, they're getting active in the community too.
It would be tough for them to be uprooted and move somewhere else. And I think one of the things that I did that is, you know, I said that I've moved around here and a lot. I've owned a bunch of different houses. That's why Montgomery Agency was our sponsor there for a while. I don't know if they still are or not, but I don't know. But we moved from one house to another house, and that was tough on the kids. It was tough on the kids, you know, to adjust. And I was like, whoa, you know, that I just didn't see that coming. And they love the new house now, and they got used to it, which would happen here. But so I think just some of those things that happened just made me realize that. So it would be it's just something that you think about as a elected official, as a politician moving forward. Not only do you hope that you do the best you can when you're doing your job, but now you have, you know, a little bit more responsibility, a little bit more other people relying on you, you know, to do a good job. Not only the people of Beetle County, but, you know, I got my seventh grader relying on me to do a good job, because if I did something wrong, you know, and I get voted out, it's she's gonna be mad at me.
It's,
you know,
all on you.
It's
Dad.
All on
you
me. It's a lot.
Life,
it's
Dad.
A lot of pressure, man. It's a lot of pressure.
You ruined my life.
We
Dad.
Should play some counseling music now. A little quiet music. A little soft. Get to, you know.
How about a commercial break? Will that work?
Hey, let's do a commercial break. I'll go use the restroom. Hopefully, get some toilet paper in there.
I can't fill it here. I've been talking with you this whole time. We got a few more seconds here while we stretch this out to a 15-minute segment. Mike, you talked about being a public figure. This is the show for those of you listening. We want to hear from you. Comments, dislikes, likes, show ideas, anything like that. We want to hear from you. Got questions for Mike? You can email your questions to news@kokk.com or send a message to the Performance Radio News page on Facebook or message me on Twitter at either at PR News Huron or at Zach Nelson Radio.
Yep, you can get a hold of me. We have a Facebook page, Beadle County State's Attorney's Office, on Twitter, Beadle County SA. Email mmoore@bcsa.us. Stop by the office, stop by the courthouse, leave me a note, and we'll talk about it on the air.
You're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.